So here we are again. Welcome, everybody. This is the Wednesday evening Q&A call, questions answered. Thank you for being here. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. We are early, 6 minutes early, and we have tonight's show, as usual, with a simulcast with a conference call. We have some people on the line. Every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else joining in, like this happens. I welcome you.
Hi.
Please say name and location.
Edna, how are you?
Edna, good evening. I'm well. How are you doing?
Thank you.
All right. And a few more people came in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
I'm Catherine in Northridge, California.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. More people join in. Welcome to you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Maryland. Hello.
I copied Maryland. Hello, Maryland. Pennsylvania.
Hi, hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Who else joined in?
This is Dharmananda? This is Dharmananda from the Infinite Universe. Yeah, from the Infinite Universe.
All right. Thank you for being here, Dharmananda. How are you?
Good, you.
All right, man. Doing well.
Wind's call right now.
All right.
Hey, girl.
So, and we are live on BBS already. I welcome all those who drop in through BBS online. Thank you for being here. We are still a few minutes away from the hour and waiting for our host and a channeling instrument, Win Free and Terry Brown.
Win Free and Terry Brown.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
San Diego.
Hello, Lisa. Good evening to you and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Carola in Medicine Hat.
Good evening, Carola. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
I swore it was going to go up.
All right. One, two. All right, we had a little echo earlier. That has been resolved. And again, I want to welcome those people that are joining in through BBS Radio. We cannot hear you. Anyway, we are glad you are joining in. This is a simulcast with a conference call, as usual. We have a bunch of people on the phone line, and we are waiting for more people to join in. Every time you hear a ding, that's somebody else who's coming in through the front door, so to speak. All right. And today's call announcement. Let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi, it's Jane from Philadelphia.
Hello, Jane. Good evening to you and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Good evening.
All right, and I thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Who else joined in? We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Marilyn from Oxford, Michigan.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Right. As you know, it's my pleasure.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. We had several more people join in. Welcome to you all. Please say your name and location.
Thursday, North Carolina.
See, good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who is that?
Hi, Wynn. Robin.
You may call me Robin, but I'm not Win. But welcome to the call, Robin. This is Gijs on this end.
I thought I heard Win in the background.
All right. Thank you for being here, Robin. Who else joined in? We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Shirley from Alaska.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Did I hear Don?
Yeah, it's Don, Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Hi,
all
Don.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, this is Lisa, and I'm in Cottonwood, Arizona. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Who's this?
My name is Gijs.
Gijs. Nice to meet
I'm
you, Gijs.
Magalia, California.
Where in California?
Yes.
Where?
Magalia, near Chico.
Oh, Madera. Yeah, I know it. I used to be a California person.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you new to the call?
Lisa, have you called in before with us?
Actually, no. I've just been following Wynn,
right.
But I haven't been, you know, on occasion.
Yes.
But today I'm feeling super dizzy.
Okay.
And my girlfriend said there was a big sun flare that's changing our polar area.
All right.
So, I don't know. I just thought since I'm not doing any electronics and staying away from those.
Las Vegas.
All right. But hey, welcome to you, Lisa. And I hear John from Las Vegas. Welcome to the call, John.
Hi. All right.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? We welcome you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It's Sandra, Virginia.
No. There was two people at the same time. Was it what? Sam?
Sandra, Virginia Beach.
Sandra, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? Welcome.
Chris.
I picked up Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Welcome to the call. Who else joined in? We welcome you to the location.
Can you hear me? This is Wynn.
Wynn Free. All right.
I hear you, Wynn. Am I loud and clear?
I think so. I'm going to mute the lines here for a moment.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Win, I wish you a fantastic evening and I welcome you to the call.
Got it. What are you going to tell me? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Win.
It's not my birthday.
Every day is a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You keep rebirthing yourself.
Every day is a born again day.
Yes, yes. Mm. All right. So, you want to keep the lines closed or you want to keep them open?
Is Terry on the line?
Terry just came in, I believe. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here again. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. I'm going to turn off the entry signs.
Okay. You know, Terry?
Yeah.
Your problem is you're just too sweet. You know that?
Yeah, I need to be more busy.
All callers are muted.
I mean...
No, please keep it sweet, Terry. I don't care for vinegar.
Vinegar.
All right.
Well, you know what? We got a lot of questions tonight. We're not ready, but at least we're here, so we can start.
It makes me so
And hello to everybody out there. And
all right, then I'm just going to secretly start the tape recorder, so pretend it didn't happen. We are on BBS. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
It is October 15th. Headed into November and Thanksgiving and Halloween and Christmas, everybody's favorite holidays, I think.
And snow.
And snow, not here for some people. And you guys keep your immune systems up because I don't, you know, trust what's going on with this thing. And know what I'm talking about. I don't want to give it any power, but stay strong. Well, I'm going to send a thing out of all the things to take to keep a strong immune system soon. I'm kind of going to go email crazy because there's so many things I know and I don't send them out. And I'm just going to start putting them all out. And they don't all have to be about the Elohim. They just have to be about things to stay healthy and be prepared for the future. And let me see here. We're recording. We're on conference. Everything is ready to go. Terry and I are not ready. And are you eating peanuts again, Terry, or potato chips?
Oh, no, it was papers.
Papers. We hear them, okay?
Oh. All right.
All right. All right, tell me when you're ready.
All right, I'm almost ready.
Stop rattling those papers. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields, planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources to give us a greeting on this Wednesday night? We don't hear you, Terry. I hope you're not muted.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is through the infinite love of the creator that creation can go forward and that the love light is generated and is available to you. We take a moment and we align with a certain density. We take a moment and we align with the callers. And we take a moment and we are coming fully into presence in the third density, which is not our density that we normally reside in. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question relates to a question last week where Terry said there is some experience of pain in the body if it is cremated. I believe by what I have read that the spirit, soul, and consciousness leaves the body at the time of death. If this is so, what in the body could there be to experience any pain?
Thank you. Individuals, after they transition, after the body stops, still can, because they are so used to being with the body, they can still align with the body, be with the body. And if you check scientific records, you will find that not all souls die, all hair dies upon the cessation of the blood flow, that it takes a while for different groups of cells to wind down, to stop, to solidify, and then to decay. It takes different time for different parts of the body. The hair can keep growing even after the body dies. So when the soul and the body is subjected to the cremation, the individual soul who has been operational in the body can leave. However, if that soul is hanging around, then it can experience the pain that the various cells go through briefly in the cremation process. It does not last very long. However, there is such a thing as copies. So the soul, when they are in the body and the body experiences some pain in a particular cell group, then the soul copies that pain, the vibration of the pain. The pain is a result of separation, the separation of cells, the letting go, the forced letting go of little lives in the cells. As the fire expands the vibration very high, to have very high vibration, forcing the disintegration of the body material. So the cells experience that pain of separation as they are burnt. And the soul can copy and also feel that pain. If the soul is still present. Now, if the soul has vacated and, say, gone in the tunnel of light and gone to heaven, then at that point, that person will not feel the pain. However, the body will feel, and the body cells and the body systems will feel, depending upon which systems are still integrated, will still feel a pain. Does that make sense?
Yes, if one has to make a decision where somebody is dying or dead, and what's the best decision to make, given, you know, not knowing where the soul is?
The best decision would be if there was someone around that could set the soul and talk to the soul, talk to the being, find out where the being's at, let the being know they are loved, and it is all right to leave. The best decision then would be to give the person, the body, a little bit of time for the person to get used to the new situation. And then to cremate the body.
How much is a little bit of time?
That depends upon the individual case. In some cases, the person transitions and leaves the body area. immediately. Some cases, the person hangs around 4 years, hoping that what has happened isn't really happening. It depends upon the situation, but one can work with the situation. And so if one works with the being, it would be maybe a few days to give the person time to adjust.
One of the things that I've learned in doing this work, it seems that in most cases, and you can, maybe you could confirm that, in most cases, when somebody dies, they hang around the people they care about, and they can hear those people, but the people don't know that that's taking place. Is that true in a majority of cases?
It depends upon the individuals, the friends, the family. If the family doesn't wish to let the person go and are spending grieving time and wishing the person was there, the person, in attempting to honor their wishes, may simply stick around, yet not be heard, and it can get very frustrating for the person. So it depends upon the person, situation.
And if a soul is hanging around an area where there was a nuclear incident, will that impact the deceased soul as well as physical bodies?
Yes, because a nuclear explosion, if it is in the vicinity of a deceased soul, if it encompasses the same space that that person is encompassing, it will affect that person, the spirit of that person. It tends to burn up the connection of the soul matrix, leaving the individual double dead.
Okay. Question for Robin. Robin, who helps us, volunteers, and she says, what blocks do I have that I am unaware of and that are making grounding difficult for me?
Give us a moment.
She actually asked two questions. The second question is, what blocks do I have that are keeping my heart and other chakras from being open all the time?
We would suggest that one would not want to keep their heart open all the time, in that there are times when one needs to close their chakras to regroup or to recover or to reassess the situation. One should not bear their heart on their sleeve to situations which, in order to be handled, require ethics presence, require discipline. One should be versatile and able to open their chakra and to close their chakra. So taking an exact look at situations and how you are reacting is a good thing, because not all reactions are bad reactions. Reactions, emotions, where you are at emotionally, they are set to be in place for certain reasons. and to even help the situation, anger can help propel you forward. Anger can help you regroup and learn how you can better interface with situations. So anger can be your friend. Give us a moment. In working with your body, that can help. Your body is your friend and needs sustenance, needs rest, needs validation, needs a little bit of joy, and you require a lot of your own self. So give your body time for healing, for rest, for joy, to change the scenery. Perhaps go to a movie to be able to move your mind from one thing to another, and you can go back to the thing refreshed that you were working on before that may have been difficult, getting a whole new look, sleeping at night and asking for a little bit of information to come in a dream to make a situation easier. Those are things that we take a look at on the surface.
Thank you. Acela is considering a Christmas business venture in a mall with a cart. And she'd like to know how can she trust her own judgment and discernment about making a decision to do something like this?
We see that the investigation of how other carts have done at Christmas time. Christmas wrapping seems to be a good, wanted, needed thing, because people come and they grab a present and they do not have time often to wrap it. So wrapping would be useful for people. Big advertisement around it that would show where people where to go when they had bought the gift. A cart in the area where people were buying little gifts that needed to be wrapped. You can use common sense. You can use your own experience in the past when you've gone shopping. What is it that you look for? You can take a look at how much it costs versus how much to charge. You can take a look on the internet and see if there's anybody else that has done a similar thing in a similar mall, and seeing what their experience upside and downside are, the cost of the cart versus how much you will have coming in, whether you need sales tax, whether you need a resale license. All of these things are to be considered in the planning stages. You can bring joy in this area of what you do. You might even wish to have your radio show for one time in the mall interviewing people. There are plenty of opportunities here to look at and evaluate. Ben, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I did not unmute myself. John in Las Vegas asked about prioritization for reincarnation. And it's my understanding that there's more souls that want bodies than there are bodies. And the process by which who gets what and who gets a chance to have a body. And his question reads, if we don't live past childhood in our lives, do we get priority for reincarnation? I guess because we die young. If not, does anyone get priority for reincarnation? And if so, under what circumstance?
The stronger individuals will get priority based upon their ability to interface with the forces in the third density, although it is not necessarily that it is the stronger people. There is a priority given in the assignment and the setting up of future lives and the contracts that are made. There are other forces on the other side when one has decided to reincarnate that will work with the person, and they will clear a space and help the person to see which body they would like or what is in their soul wish, their what they would like to achieve, their soul contract, and to match people that will go with that soul contact, or to increase chances of meeting the right people. Then some people who have left without returning to the heavenly realm can go directly and more or less assign themselves a body. They can spot someone and hang around in hopes that they can become a child of that person. It is dependent upon ultimately the person's wish and the strength of this wish, the strength of his intention. There are, at these times now, of high energy, very high energy, in the third density, beings that would like to incarnate, but cannot get up the moxie, the energy, the wherewithal, within their own energy matrix to interface in a way that's necessary to pick up a body in the third density. And these people will not be able to reincarnate. There are people that are so taken by problems that they have had that they cannot be in the present enough to be able to interface. And they simply sit it out looking for a way to solve problem, which really won't be solved without having a new interface and getting some realizations or forgiving or letting an injustice ride or go. And to sometime later, it could be addressed. They want to address it immediately. So there are complex things in the deciding of who is going to get a body or who is not. Jasmine, are you there?
I'm sorry, I keep muting myself. When a soul is taking a body, how often do they choose somebody that they knew in the past as opposed to choosing someone that's just convenient?
It is not often that they choose someone that is convenient. They ordinarily find something that is in the other person, the parent, where there will be growth in the relationship, a bond in the relationship. Being born in a certain city, a certain location, being born to an artist, with someone with artistic talents, being born to someone with political aspirations, to someone who has identified with that. If someone is very much in love with their wife, say, and their wife died, and then they died, and then the wife was reincarnated, then they may come back to reacquaint themselves with that person, to continue their life with that person. They could be born as brother and sister. They could be born as twins. They could be born as a child to a mother. That they could have different relationships, and also particularly if they were trying to work out with the person some past trauma or some past misunderstanding, they could come back together. Like, for instance, if the husband had died and the wife had missed the husband terribly, and then the husband could come back in another body and the wife could come back as a sister, so that they could reacquaint themselves and they could continue to move through their growth experience together.
Thank you. Next question. Actually, I'm going to ask two questions together, Don Herman's and Edna's, and they're about prayer. And Don had asked the question, what is the technique that Terry uses when she prays? And Edna asked the question, I would like to ask the sources if my prayers are being heard. I'm going through a lot of stress. And so let me put those two together about prayer, because I think everyone would like to know how to get their prayers heard or responded to or addressed.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We would like to make those two separate questions.
Okay. Well, let's ask Edna's first, then.
Okay.
Let me read her whole question. I would like to ask the sources if my prayers are being heard. I'm still going through a lot of stress at work, and I'm praying every day for synchronicity, for a change, for the highest good. I am at times so stressed out that I get desperate for answers. Also, I would like to know if I have a pattern that I am not aware of, which is contributing to my stress. Thank you for your guidance.
Give us a moment. Yes, there is a pattern that is contributing to your stress. And... Just a moment. when you're under stress. It is for different reasons. There is a background level stress that concerns marriage and family and concerns, and that is setting a threshold level of stress. And then there are the current things at work, the things that must be done by a certain time, the pressure of someone who isn't exactly in the same in harmony with you. Then there is an imagined difference in harmony. And sometimes there is bleed over between the different levels of stress. So one of the things that will help would be to separate out home, family, job tasks, people at work, and where any crossover might be, people at work, taking a look at your home life or any real or imagined thoughts of what others may be thinking, to isolate each one out and to separate them. So when you are thinking of one particular thing, then think of, say, one particular person and set the others aside, all of the other things, all of the other stresses, set them aside so that you can see clearly what is going on with a particular thing, what is going on with your daughter, what is going on with someone at work, and put them into their own categories so they do not bleed through and make one big thing that seems like it's overwhelming and needs to be changed all at once. If you can cut the corners of it, see where the isolated things are that could be worked on. Sit down and have a talk with a person at work. Bring them a flower. And then see if each individual stressor could be released and isolated from all the rest, so it is not just one big ball of wax. As far as whether your prayers are heard, yes, your prayers are heard. You are precious to us. You are held in our love, and we do hear your prayers. We hear the prayers for your daughter. We hear the prayers for your husband. We hear the prayers for your relationship. We hear the prayers for your work. We hear the prayers for your own self. Your prayers are heard. Separating out each individual thing into its own proper place can be a help. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara John, she's in Houston.
Now we have another question on the floor, which was for Donna.
Which
asking about the process in Terry's prayer.
Well, he had heard on one of our calls that she listens to Coast to Coast, and it helps her when she hears the news to find situations to pray about.
Yes. So when there is a situation. Terry very often remote views it and goes there to the location on Earth and sees what individuals are involved and sees their everything of their mold, their emotion, their commitment, their integrity, and sees if there is, first of all, a way that they could be released from that traumatic situation. If someone is sick, maybe they could, the Elohim or Ra or a healer could come to offer assistance, or an angel. If someone has died, often she goes and sees if they need any help, sees if she can, what it is, their situation. Do they need the death walk, which would be assistance to them? For instance, once there was a fellow who had taken an overdose of drugs and was just sitting paralyzed by in the space where he had died, and thinking over and over and over, I was supposed to call my mother. And I was supposed to call my mother, but couldn't figure out how he could call his mother, because he was sitting, now he didn't have a body. He took the drug overdose, his body died, and he just became paralyzed. Like, didn't know how to operate. And so Terry, and a friend of Terry's took him on a tour, a remote viewing tour. This is the ocean. Do you see the ocean? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And just got him used to moving around. And then ask him what he wanted to do. He wanted to go see his mother. So, well, go see your mother. So, remotely, we took him to see his mother, and his mother was washing dishes and straightening up the chairs in the kitchen, and his mother couldn't hear him at all. And it's like he talked to his mother didn't know he was there. So then he decided that he would stay there and see if he could talk to his mother. Now, his mother had a touch light, and where you touch the light and the light goes on. And so the touch light, ever since he died, hadn't worked. And she took it to a repairman, and nothing would make the touch light work. So he got the touch light working and going on and off. And then his mother knew, since she was the only one that operated the touch light before, that he was there. And then he decided that he wanted to be born back into that same family. So he then was more mobile and more open to movement on his path to go forward. So these are some little examples of how Terry prays. She brings in sources that could help, maybe different ideas that could maybe help calming down of some storms, perhaps, or just observing and seeing and clearing the space so that the higher sources can have a view to it and perhaps help if that is warranted.
Thank you. And thank you, Terry.
And Barbara Chung has a question. Barbara in Houston. I shouldn't have said your last name, Barbara. Sorry. In recent month 7, undergoing radical emotional healing and transformation through a particular person, Greg, in Rome, Georgia. Can you explain why this healing relationship has been so amazingly powerful? Are we from the same soul group? If so, what soul group? Any light you can share on my emotional transformation? Thank you.
It helps to be understood. It helps to have someone care. It helps to have someone to have faith in, that you can feel that there is a reason to get up in the morning, that caring is so valuable, and this person that you have contacted has a real awareness of connection and ability to connect, that is one open to expand and to grow. Thank you.
Thank you. Greg Rizzo in Malibu, California, recently channeled an entity who said they were the Elohim. And can you give me confirmation that it was in fact the Elohim? I invited them to merge with me. They came in and said, "We are here," and the feeling was very nice.
Thank you. It is an aspect of us, of the Elohim, yes, and we are available for people who wish to connect. You can sense whether the connection is of high vibration and love, whether it feels nice, whether it feels lovely, and if it does, then this is one of the monitors of whether you are connected well. If you find that ever you connect with a source that does not feel resonant or feels disturbing, then this is not something you wish to pursue, and we would recommend, if that would happen, and we aren't saying that it will, that you watch and disconnect and then reset and then reconnect.
Thank you. Rich Buckley, you sent me an email. Oh, wait. Okay, here it is. Let me come back to that. Dharmananda in Boulder Creek, California, asks, is there anything I can do that I am not doing to raise the positive frequency levels of people here in a much shorter time?
Thank you. One of the things that is happening is the earth is speaking. The earth is upsetting people. The earth is in a disharmony. So you could do a meditation for the earth. We take a look at this . You can monitor the mood of people, the headaches, that they might get that are unexplained and see the mood changes. And you are aware, so feel at that time when you feel that people may be upset to feel the earth and its vibration and see if they're picking it up from the earth at that point. And ask for prayers to calm the earth spirits down. That is one thing that we see. Then another is to, in your own community, see things that make some joy. Getting together with friends. Within your own self, taking a warm bath, taking care of your own mood, your own body, giving yourself some relaxation. It starts, you are a source of you, and it starts with you to bring in some relaxation, and then tuning and clearing, meditating and clearing out anything of your own, stacking any other motivations, upsets to the side so you can see clearly what is in your neighborhood, clearly what the earth is doing, how the earth is feeling, and weather patterns in the sky, to become your super sensitive self to the spirits around you, and to bring a calming to them. We love you.
Thank you. Next question. Let me see here. You know what? We had a question from last week, and I can't find it. And I don't think the person resubmitted it. It's a good one. Why do I have such a hard time having friends? And I just want to give a general answer to that. Oftentimes, people that are wanderers come in at a higher matrix than most other people. And so they have a hard time connecting because when they connect, they find they have to contract themselves into a smaller matrix. Now, Jesus figured it out. And he said, well, I'm just going to contract myself so small that it gets big again, when he washed his disciples' feet and indicated to them that he was their servant. And I think within that, there's the key to getting friendships. Now, I don't know if that's the situation with that person, but that's, for many people, that is a situation regarding friends, I would say. And it's 6:54. Do we have another question that we can fit in here? Let's see. D, ask about that next week, shadow people. I think we covered everybody tonight. Thank you all for your questions, for such great questions. Thank you all who participated on our Ariel Sacagawea call. I thought that was really beautiful. And Ariel really shined, and I think She increased her self-esteem tremendously, and she did a really professional job talking about it. And so thank you all who made it possible. And we still have that running, so if anyone wants to get it, the audio is available. It's definitely different and worth listening to. Somebody said they had an insight into Native American culture that they never experienced before. So do our sources have anything in conclusion to share with us?
We love you all. Each and every one of you so much. We are here. And we are deceased. And we are here to connect if you wish. And we hear your prayers. We do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll see many of you on Sunday. Thank you all for supporting this grand experiment of interdimensional connection, and everyone who's volunteering that is helping. And on that note, I'm going to unmute.
All callers are unmuted.
Everyone's unmuted, and we'll
thank
see you,
you
next
thank
time.
You.
Thank you.
Terry.
Thank you, Ron.
Good night, everybody.
I have thank you, Terry.
No, thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Sunshine to you all.
Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.